Sixth of the best. Hit the road with Sixth Car and Truck Rental. Visit sixth.com.au to book today.
Time for the sixth of the best performances from the weekend. Hit the road with Sixth Car and Truck Rental. Visit sixth.com.au to book today. Who would you like to give some recognition to?
First one's going to be Matty Rowell.
Again?
Yeah, I think he's... Well, clearly he's had two really good games. He's been involved in two really good wins. He's 20 clearances in the first round, 9 clearances on the weekend. But geez, every now and then a player comes along, whether it's aerial, whether it's a kicking, whether it's spatial recognition and finding time and space. But then his one word is just, right, me, you. Ball's 3 metres away. It would be fascinating to put him up against any player in the competition in the one-on-one drills that we do in pre-season.
So it's your footy superpower, right? It's Nathan Buckley running from 60 metres out from goal and just either sending it home.
Well, Kane Farrell, how good was his? Right, so that's an elite skill that can't be stopped in that circumstance. Matt Rowell, in a contested ball... You put him against anyone in the competition, they're not as low to the ground, they're not as strong, they're not as powerful over that first 2 or 3 steps. They'd be easier
so
to tackle.
So where does he rank?
It's just his
the players you've seen. So I always think for that, and we're talking who can win the footy in a phone box. So you're thinking a phone box, the footy's on the ground, who's going to win it? As good as I've seen is probably Dangerfield. Like I think Dangerfield in that space. And prime Fife in that area.
Well, I'm going back a bit further.
Yeah.
Like Gavin Brown was the one for me. Like if you got him in a one-on-one, he just like very Dangerfield, like he'd dive headlong just to get his hands on the ball and drag it back in. And just when you think he's a 1 in 10 chance of being in the contest, you go win it.
Yeah.
So they're the ones I think Rowell is putting himself in that category. He's the modern day version of those boys, and Dangerfield's been doing it for a while. But yeah, he's that you will always have stoppages in the game. You will always have contests in the game, and all he needs to do is be in the area, and he's going to be a live chance. And that's why he becomes such a big weapon for the Suns.
All right, who's the best you've seen? 0433 98 11 16 of winning that contested footy in tight. I'll let you have the next one at number 5.
Yeah, I've got Sam Taylor, and I'll talk about him. Out of 7 in Buck stops, actually. You can't speak highly enough of this guy and the competitive attitude that he brings to the Giants.
Yeah,
back
you
up.
Did that call, didn't you? And you were noticing how upset he got when he got a goal kicked on him that had nothing to do with him.
No,
one of his dopey teammates just sort of ran into him, the ball spilled out, and Larky kicked a goal.
He was not happy.
Rightly so. I've got Max Gawn at 4. I thought he was enormous, but I want to talk about why he was enormous after 7 o'clock and the lack of tactics against him from the Western Bulldogs. At 3, we've got Isaac Heaney. We've seen him do it for a couple of weeks. Now he's been huge to the midfield and he's absolutely flying and leading that Sydney Swans midfield. Archie Perkins at 2, well, probably Bombers fans, you let us know his best game in Essendon colours, and it felt like a new era of the Essendon midfield. So no Parrish, no Shiel, they left out Hobbs, you know, probably concerned about having a one pace midfield, but now it's Caldwell, it's Setterfield, it's Perkins, it's Durham, and you've got Merritt in there. It just looked a better balanced midfield, and Todd Goldstein helps as well, Bucks.
Yeah, and we'll ask Andy McGrath about that going into 8 o'clock. I think we've got him at 7:40,
that's
is that
it.
Right?
Yep.
So, yeah, looking forward to speaking to him. And he can tell us a little bit about a young bloke like Perkins who's, you know, taking the responsibility on. He played a similar match, you know, 12 months ago against Hawthorn. It was his best game for that year. We're hoping that he progresses on further. The other is the other player we've got here is Caleb Sarong, and most recent, and 46 touches is not something that you take lightly. He was able to work through the game, 25 at halftime, got tagged in the third quarter by Robertson, but was able to maintain consistent impact on the game. What a great way to start your year.
Fremantle record, 46 touches, 10 clearances, 6 score involved, and 7 tackles. Caleb Sarong was the performance of the weekend. Book Car and Truck Rental was 6 at 6.com.au.